The first ever Indigenous holiday market will see as many as 30 vendors in the gym at Harwin Elementary School on Saturday, December 14th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It actually started from our Indigenous fashion show, where we had a fashion show that had a local vendor area and we actually ran out of space for all the vendors, said Larissa Montgomery, Indigenous education worker at Harwin Elementary School, who works closely with community school coordinator Marnie Blakely. Montgomery said they had been part of the annual fashion show at the Festival of Trees last year. And that was just amazing to see the excitement just from that little piece, Montgomery said. So pretty much right after that fashion show, we said that we wanted to have our own Indigenous fashion show because that would just be so cool. They started making a plan, putting the call out for people to participate. That's when we realized how much talent there is in this community, Montgomery said. We're connecting it to our school by having our kids involved. For the fashion show, we had our Harwin and Noosta Yo drummers perform. They opened the show and the Harwin drummers were the majority of the models for the show. We also created different little crafts to go into the swag bags for people to take home with them after the fashion show, and people really loved those. Students will be creating a variety of different crafts they can sell at the December 14th market themselves, Montgomery added. This will show our kids how much talent there is and what you can do with how creative you are and how successful you can be as we showcase the vendors we will have at the market, Montgomery said. So far we have 21 vendors and we have a little bit of everything. We have beading, we have sewing, we have art. There's a lot happening and I'm excited to see it all. There's been so much positive feedback about the fashion show, Montgomery said, and she's heard a lot about how much an Indigenous holiday market is needed in Prince George. This is empowering because I think a lot of Indigenous creatives don't know where to start, Montgomery said. Or maybe they don't feel comfortable joining some of the other craft fairs, so having an Indigenous market is giving the opportunity to so many people that might not have the voice or the confidence to join other events. Montgomery, part of the Natadin, Lake Babin, First Nation, Jelantan, Caribou, clan, in Burns Lake, said she's always been very creative. So that tends to be where I make connections with kids, is finding what their gift is and helping them express themselves and finding different avenues to explore, she said. At the Indigenous Holiday Market, the Harwin Elementary leadership students will be in attendance. They will be running a little concession featuring snacks they have made at school with our youth care worker, Montgomery said. There will be a kids' craft station for those who are coming to the market. There will also be a fish pond by donation so kids can get a little prize. It's going to be a fun event with some shopping and activities for some of the littler kids, Montgomery added. Along with the market, there is an opportunity to donate perishable and non-perishable foods. Anything collected that day will be donated back to our Harwin families who might be in need this Christmas, Montgomery said. Everyone is welcome to attend the first Indigenous Holiday Market at Harwin Elementary School Gym, 1193 Harper Street, Sunday, December 14th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m.